Well, the word on the street is the F word. Can I say that here? Can I do that? I guess I've already done that. The F word in this case is freeze. F as in freeze. You remember last year, right after the sort of the bottom fell out of the economy, a lot of federal workers started worrying that the president and or Congress might freeze their 2009 federal pay raise. Mm-hmm. A lot of federal retirees worried that Congress and the president would freeze their federal pay raise. And that, of course, was absurd, and we said so. You know, I hate shock radio, you know, where you tease people and it's not true. And I did a column on December 11th and one earlier than that saying, this is silly, don't worry about it, the check's in the mail, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it was true, turned out to be true. Now you're hearing talk about a possible hiring freeze in the government, and this is one where I would say, this is not a drill, folks. This is something that is that very possibly could happen. Two reasons for that. One is the administration has promised a thorough review of all federal programs. You know, they said they're going to go line by line and look at these, see what's working, what's not,
right.
What can be changed, shelved, what have you. Also with the stimulus, there's going to be new money coming into the government to do certain things. So that's one thing, and a hiring freeze would be helpful there because you just freeze it in place until you see which direction you want to go in each agency, in each program. Secondly, from a public relations standpoint, mm-hmm. you know, people are losing their jobs galore. 1 in 10 California state employees is due to get fired. They already had layoffs there.
Not just furloughed.
Not just
fired.
Furloughed, but actually fired, yeah. And Kansas is doing the same thing. Several states, California, Kansas, and at least one other, talking about giving their employees IOUs. They won't be able to pay their salaries. We've all seen, if you look at the business section of the Post or the Times, every day you see this company chopping 10% of the workforce, 20% of the workforce.
Right.
So from a public relations standpoint, it might be good for the government to say, hey, we feel your pain. While you guys are firing, we're not going to be hiring. You know, we're going to take a halt here, take a break. And to be the cynical side of me that's been in Washington for, you know, 150 years says hiring freezes are never complete. They're never total. Never has been one, never will be. What happens is you slap a freeze. You say, no hiring, period. And everybody says, hooray or boo-hoo, either way. And then you say, except for national security jobs. And they go, okay. And then you say, except for health jobs, except for law enforcement jobs. And pretty soon, you have thawed, you have defrosted half of the government
freeze.
Or more within a matter of days or hours. So, but, you know, not kidding about this, but the possibility of a freeze is certainly a possibility as opposed to last year when talk of freezing pay and COLAs was not, it was just nonsense.
I wonder, though, I thought the stimulus package that's been signed into law would include money for agencies, and that would stimulate hiring of workers.
If you understand the stimulus package, you're the only person I've ever met, you know, but that said, it does, you know, we hear it does have money and obviously the government's going to grow.
Sure.
But it would be, I mean, some think it would be smart if you had a freeze for right now because they don't have the money in hand.
Ah.
You have your freeze and you go through the motions. You say, look, we did a line by line review. We're going to beef up this. We're going to eliminate that. We're going to do this.
I see.
It would be easier. And then again, you have the PR bump from that to the bounce.
In a short term versus a long term.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know, and it could be very uneven all across the government. Hmm. It's like with the buyouts and the early outs now. Some places are doing them very limited degree. Some places are not.
This will be in your column, and you're also talking about this on your turn?
We're trying to stick to some benefits if we can. Got two really good guests. Rebecca Schreiber, she is a very well-known and up-and-coming financial planner in the Washington area.
Terrific.
She's been on before, and the last time we were on, she was talking about life events, you know, having a baby, sending a child off to college, that kind of thing. Tomorrow, we're going to, among other things, talk about the fact that it's real easy to get married, as we all know. Or it's not so easy to get divorced. You know, marriage, you say, I do, go into the courthouse, boom, you're out of there. In case of getting a divorce, very expensive business. So Rebecca is going to be talking about merging your finances, and then when that sad day comes, if it does come, unmerging your finances, you know, separating them. So that's kind of an important thing, whether you're a Fed or not, but particularly appropriate for federal workers. And then Robert Braunstein is going to, I heard his show, he was on our station Monday on the four-year benefit program, and I listened, and it was as fascinating as benefits can be. It was fascinating. He said a couple of things I didn't know. One of them, you know, there's the five-year rule where you have to have your federal health insurance for 5 years prior to retirement to carry it into retirement. A lot of people, it messes their plans up. They decide to retire, realize they don't qualify for insurance, so they either have to work another couple of years or give up health insurance in retirement, which is madness. He's found a loophole. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow on the show. It's not an illegal loophole. It's a legal loophole, but it's there. And also he's going to be talking about if you're class of 1987 or 1988, say you work for the government, then you leave it, then you come back in the years 1987 or 1988, which many, many people did. Many former feds came back. That's when the retirement system changed from the old CSRS system or SERS to the Federal Employees Retirement System, FERS. So what happened was some people were kind of in limbo. They were supposed to either go into FERS or go into something called CSRS Offset, which many people say is the best retirement program ever designed by man. But a lot of people were put in the wrong retirement plan. Many don't know it. And Braunstein is going to tell us how to know if you're in the wrong system, what to do about it, and what the consequences are.